It's like a motion detector. You looking over here, but you hear a motion detector. You look up at the screen, you see something over at the back door. Hey, get away from there. You ain't letting me in no kind of way. That has to do with rejoicing. I said that has to do with rejoicing. People get too deep on God. There's a time to be deep, but there's a time to rejoice. And we need to discern those times. When praises are going up, get in the water while the water is troubled. I don't care what the burden is. That's why you got to be mentally tough. I know this for a fact, even with myself, when I'm going through the most is when I got to praise the most. When it's the heaviest, I got to fight it the most. You can't just bow down and give in. No, you got to come back with some comeback. Let the devil know, no, he that is in me is greater. Amen. You got to lose your mind and take on his mind, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. There's stuff we despise, but that ain't gonna stop me from praising God. There's stuff people do that ain't gonna stop me from praising God. Don't you let somebody get between you and your God. Christ is steadily working through the church, his body, to remove Satan from the heavenlies. The first installment is done. It's up to the ecclesia, the body now. Give me Isaiah chapter 34. Isaiah 34 verse 4 and 5. And then Isaiah 49:2. I got to show you this footstool thing and then we'll be finished. And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved. And the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their host shall fall down, as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. Amen. The host. I'm going to get a little bit ahead of myself for the sake of time, because I got to get a point to you. In Isaiah chapter 14. Go there. Isaiah 14 and start at verse number 12. We see the literal fall of Lucifer, from Lucifer to Satan. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my, now I want to key in on this verse right here, on this portion. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. The stars of God. If you look up that word, you'll find there's a part of that definition that says stars are princes. So we see already that Satan was not the number one. He said, I will exalt my throne above the other stars. He was a worship leader. But he was not the number one. He was not the guy. He had a lot going on. But he said, I'll exalt my throne above the other stars, the other princes. He's a prince himself. All the other angels are princes. We've been called kings. Amen. Isaiah 49:2. I just want to build some substance into what we're saying here. Isaiah 49:2. And he had made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hid me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver has he hid me. That's all I wanted to read. In his quiver has he hidden you. Listen, I talked to someone not long ago and it amazed me. A very, very, a person that's, I'll use the phraseology, high up in kingdom, very well known. And I was talking to him and I asked him some questions about some certain things. And we were on the same frequency with it. And I said, well, how come you don't put any of this in your books? How come you don't preach or teach any of this? And I understood his response, though I didn't totally agree with his response. He said, because a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. I said, well, but this is truth that you have that people aren't aware of. This truth will set people free. Certainly, truth is going to offend somebody.
Amen.
But you can't be afraid. God says, I have hidden you. You are hidden. I need you to be able to take some stuff. When they roll their eyes, when they say stuff, when they talk against you. If you can't take somebody talking about you. If you faint, amen, when the footmen come. What you gonna do when the cavalry comes? What you gonna do when they come in on horses? Tell somebody mental toughness. I said, why don't, and I thought, I said, man, people need to know these things. We don't want to keep the church in infancy. Yes, these are hard pills to swallow, but we need to swallow them. Because let me get to this, because I got to get to this, or the Lord ain't going to release me, and we'll be here to 3. And y'all will be mad at me. I ain't never coming on Father's Day again. Isaiah 51:16. This is who you are. This is what God has done. Isaiah 51:16. And I have put my words in your mouth. And I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand that I may plant the heavens. That I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth and say unto Zion, you are my people. In other words, God has a plan to use Zion to deal with an arrangement.
Amen. Amen.
A heavenly arrangement as well as an earthly arrangement. What we say and do in Christ has the power, as I said earlier, to bind and to loose the forces of heaven and hell. Look at Hebrews chapter 12. And we're getting there. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 26 through 28. Hebrews 12, 26 through 28. Whose voice then shook the earth. And read that in its full context. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Tell somebody, God is going to shake heaven. Now God the Father is there. Jesus is on the right hand of his authority. Who will be dealing with shaking this second heaven? So he said, sit here till I make your enemies your footstool. So he's got another component there. That would be us. Tell somebody, that would be me. We just read he put his word in our mouth. Amen. To plant the heavens. Amen. And to establish the foundation of the earth. There's a taking over, a restoration, a revival, a restitution that's coming through the ecclesia. Luke chapter 20. Well, what do we? Okay, Hebrews 12, 26 through 28. Verse 27. And this word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. He's going to remove everything from the heavens and in the earth that can be shaken. Stuff that he didn't plant. Arrangements that he didn't make. God's going to shake it all. I don't know if you know, but we start to see the little tremors already in the church world and in the world. Stuff we never would have thought was happening. God is saying, no, I'm exposing things. I'm going to shake everything so that which remains cannot be shaken. That's why your hands got to be clean. Your mind's got to be pure. Your motives have to be after God and not after yourself. We need discerning of spirits. Why? You know, even especially in prophesying, you know, God gives me a lot of times words of knowledge, words of wisdom to people. But you have to be very discerning. Amen. Because you can't say, well, God wants to do everything that's in your heart. Go forth. God is, no, because something that is in the heart may be some of God and some of self.
Amen.
We need to be precise. Amen. And say what God said and leave it at that. And not go overboard and say, yeah, God just want to bless you. Now. God want to make you all millionaires. Well, some don't want to be a millionaire. And one thing about God, he's not going to override your will.
Amen.
Some, if they did become millionaires, they would be broke in a week. Because they've not been made. They don't have the internal fortitude, nor the substance, nor the know-how. To handle anything, you just lose it. So it's not ballpark stuff, shotgun stuff. No, we need to be precise. We need discerning of spirits. Discern what is of God, what is of self, and what is of the devil.
Amen.
So that nothing in us can be shaken.
Amen.
Amen. God deals with us in grace and mercy. He'll reveal. He'll talk to you first. Long before he'll expose a ministry, a minister, or someone, he'll talk to him. Come on, he's not going to just, God don't throw you under the bus. He'll talk to you and talk to you, try to get you to repent, try to get you to rectify, reconcile. God will talk to you. Then he say, all right, since you don't want to do it this way, we got to do it this way. And that's what's happening. People get strong in their ways. They think they're not vulnerable. They think they're infallible. They think they can't be touched.
Amen.
That's why we need to fear the Lord. Serve him with fear and trembling. Knowing that at any time, if it weren't for the grace of God, if it weren't for the mercy, listen, if it weren't for the mercy of God, you wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. Where would you be if it had not been for the Lord? When you were in sin. Amen. I said, when you were in sin. Had no mind to serve God, to look to God, to think about God. You was trying to do your thing. And yet God spares your life. You was dodging bullets. You thought you had it going on, but it was God and them angels having mercy on you. Luke 21:26. Luke 21:26. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Coming on the earth. Coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. So these stars, these princes that are there, that are not God's original arrangement, but are there by hook and crook. They stole it from mankind.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Great is he who's the king.